The first day of the Adelaide 500 is going to be a scorcher. 40 degrees, they reckon, there today.
Ooh.
Ooh.
And imagine, how hot in the car.
Oh, it'll be so hot, it'll be crazy. Mm. Let's find out from one of our local talent. He's about to embark in his second season of Super 2, the second tier, just before the main game. Jordan Boys joins us. Jordan, good morning, mate. How are you?
Good, thanks.
So, Jordan, for you, just to sort of take you back a bit, I reckon I first spoke to you when you were still in go-karts and doing big things go-karting. Was this always your end game when you were in your go-karts? Did you always think, one day I'm going to be driving in the V8s?
Yeah, that was always the plan. So I wasn't always sure it was going to happen, but still working pretty hard to try and make that the end goal. But yeah, definitely it was always the dream, and it's pretty cool to be able to get to this stage so far.
Sure,
yeah.
It is.
And you'd recently tested Davey Reynolds, of course, another one of our local talent, former Bathurst winner.
Started in the
go-karts. He's almost one of the favourites to win the whole championship this year as well. You actually got a drive of his car, the Erebus Commodore.
Yeah, that's right. It was a really cool experience, obviously, with Dave being from Albury. You know, it was good to just be able to work with a level one team and that kind of thing. Learnt heaps from the day, so hopefully we can take that into this weekend, and it helps us get a result.
So are you feeling like your car's ready, you're ready? Is the heat going to be a problem?
Yeah, look, I think from a car standpoint, we're in a much better spot than we were last year. Confident with the tyre with Erebus will help us a lot there. Physically, I've been training super hard, so I'm not too concerned about the heat. And we're sort of a bit lucky too. Our races are a bit shorter than the main series guys, so we get away with sort of a 25 lapper and before it gets too sort of hot. So the guys doing the 2.5 hour race, that'd be super tough.
But yeah, I think
it would
be. All right, well, let's talk some numbers then. So if it's a 40 degree day outside, what temperature do you reckon you're going to get inside that car?
I think they'll get 60s pretty easy. So yeah, it'll be pretty tough for them. Yeah.
So how do you cope with... So for those that don't know, there's no air conditioning, obviously, in a car. How do you cope with 60-degree cabin temperatures?
We do have a cool suit, which is, you know, pumps some cold water around our core of our body. And we've got a helmet fan, which, just moves some air around in the helmet. But it only helps for so long. I mean, obviously, that's the only thing that makes it so that you can sort of keep your concentration up.
Well, the water would get warm, wouldn't it, after a while in your cool suit?
It's pretty good. They've got good systems in the car, but it doesn't feel cold by the end, that's for sure.
Sometimes they fail and it actually does get warm. Jordan, we're out of time, mate, but we are going to be following you very closely through this weekend and through the whole year. We'd love to talk to you again. You're doing the border proud, and 12:50 today you'll be out on track in the Super 2 car, mate. Thank you so much for the chat and good luck.
Good luck.
Thank you very much, guys.
There he is, Jordan Boys, another local motorsport talent.
It's all happening. Triple M.